representing Indiana to the world on this moment of Indiana history. Commemorating the 400th anniversary of Columbus's expedition, the 1893 Chicago World's Fair offered each of the nation's 44 states and territories an opportunity to shine. Indiana of the 1890s had much to tout, from manufacturing and agriculture to a trove of nationally important writers, painters, and recent President Benjamin Harrison. In 1890, Governor Alvin Hovey nominated the state's World's Fair commissioners, who oversaw construction of the Indiana building and planning of exhibits. In the meantime, the State House served as a storage depot, filling up with blocks of stone and coal and samples of corn, wheat, and rye. When the exposition opened, Indiana newspapers reported on it daily. Chicago hotels placed advertisements in Indianapolis papers. Railroads offered additional trains to carry Hoosier sightseers to the exposition. On September 27, 1893, as many as 100,000 Hoosiers came to the fair in observation of Indiana Day. Nearly 1 in 7 Hoosiers attended the fair during its run. In the Manufacturers and Liberal Arts Building, they saw washing machines from Evansville, plate glass from Kokomo, refrigerators from Michigan City, oil tanks from Fort Wayne, and blankets from Seymour. In the Agriculture Building, visitors could behold a 25-foot-high pyramid of corn in stalk. Europeans were so impressed with Indiana's corn that they purchased samples to ship home. Indiana citizens took pride in the fact that Indiana natural gas and oil had helped power the fair, and that Indiana limestone and wood had been used in some buildings. A Moment of Indiana History is a production of WFIU in partnership with the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. Research support comes from the Indiana Magazine of History, published by the IU Department of History.